Public Speaking, Strategies for Success by David Zarefsky. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Public Speaking, Strategies for Success by David Zarefsky is a comprehensive guide to public speaking. It provides readers with the tools and strategies they need to become successful public speakers. The book is divided into four parts. The first part covers the basics of public speaking, including the importance of audience analysis, the structure of a speech, and the use of language. The second part focuses on the delivery of a speech, including the use of gestures, vocal variety, and eye contact. The third part covers the use of visual aids, such as slides, videos, and props. The fourth part covers the use of technology in public speaking, including the use of PowerPoint and other presentation software. Throughout the book, Zarefsky provides practical advice and tips on how to become a successful public speaker. He also includes examples of successful speeches and provides guidance on how to create an effective speech. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their public speaking skills. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your audience. It is important to understand the needs and interests of your audience in order to effectively communicate your message. Knowing the audience will help you tailor your speech to their needs and interests. Main idea number 2. Choose an appropriate topic. Selecting a topic that is relevant to the audience and that you are knowledgeable about will help you create an effective speech. Consider the audience's interests and the purpose of the speech when choosing a topic. Main idea number 3. Research your topic. Researching your topic thoroughly will help you create a well-informed speech. Gather information from reliable sources and use it to support your points. Main idea number 4. Organize your speech. Organizing your speech in a logical and coherent manner will help you communicate your message effectively. Consider the purpose of the speech and the audience's needs when organizing your speech. Main idea number 5. Use visual aids. Visual aids can help you communicate your message more effectively. Use visuals to illustrate your points and to engage the audience. Main idea number 6. Practice your speech. Practicing your speech will help you become more comfortable with the material and will help you deliver your speech more effectively. Main idea number 7. Use appropriate language. Using language that is appropriate for the audience and the occasion will help you communicate your message more effectively. Main idea number 8. Use vocal variety. Varying your vocal delivery will help you engage the audience and keep their attention. Use pauses, volume, and rate to emphasize important points. Main idea number 9. Use gestures. Gestures can help you emphasize your points and engage the audience. Use gestures to illustrate your points and to emphasize important words. Main idea number 10. Use eye contact. Making eye contact with the audience will help you engage them and make them feel included. Main idea number 11. Use humor. Using humor can help you engage the audience and make your speech more memorable. Main idea number 12. Use stories. Stories can help you illustrate your points and engage the audience. Main idea number 13. Use quotations. Quotations can help you emphasize your points and add credibility to your speech. Main idea number 14. Use examples. Examples can help you illustrate your points and make them more memorable. Main idea number 15. Use transitions. Transitions can help you move from one point to the next in a logical and coherent manner. Main idea number 16. Use repetition. repeating key words and phrases can help you emphasize your points and make them more memorable. Main idea number 17. Use questions. Asking questions can help you engage the audience and make them think about your points. Main idea number 18. Use silence. Pausing after making a point can help you emphasize it and give the audience time to think about it. Main idea number 19. Use visualization. Visualizing yourself delivering your speech can help you become more comfortable with the material and more confident in your delivery. Main idea number 20. Use technology. Using technology can help you engage the audience and make your speech more memorable. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your audience is essential to delivering an effective speech. Knowing who you are speaking to and what their needs and interests are will help you craft a message that resonates with them. You can use demographic information such as age, gender, and occupation to get a better understanding of your audience. Additionally, you can ask questions to get a better sense of their expectations and what they are looking to gain from your speech. Once you have a better understanding of your audience, you can tailor your speech to meet their needs. You can adjust the language you use, the examples you provide, and the topics you cover to ensure that your message is relevant and engaging. Additionally, you can use stories and anecdotes to illustrate your points and make your speech more memorable. Understanding your audience is an important part of delivering an effective speech. Knowing who you are speaking to and what their needs and interests are will help you craft a message that resonates with them. By tailoring your speech to meet their needs, you can ensure that your message is both relevant and engaging. Main idea number 2. When selecting a topic for a speech, it is important to consider the audience and the purpose of the speech. Choosing a topic that is relevant to the audience and that you are knowledgeable about will help you create an effective speech. It is important to think about the interests of the audience and how the topic relates to them. For example, if you are giving a speech to a group of high school students, you may want to choose a topic that is relevant to their age group, such as the importance of education or the dangers of drug use. In addition to considering the interests of the audience, it is also important to consider the purpose of the speech. If the purpose of the speech is to inform, then you may want to choose a topic that is educational and informative. If the purpose of the speech is to persuade, then you may want to choose a topic that is controversial and that will spark debate. When selecting a topic for a speech, it is important to choose one that is relevant to the audience and that you are knowledgeable about. Consider the interests of the audience and the purpose of the speech when choosing a topic. This will help you create an effective speech that will engage the audience and achieve the desired outcome. Main idea number 3. Researching your topic thoroughly is essential for creating a successful speech. It is important to use reliable sources to ensure that the information you are presenting is accurate and up to date. Start by gathering information from books, articles, and websites that are reliable and relevant to your topic. Once you have gathered the information, use it to support your points and back up your arguments. Make sure to cite your sources properly to give credit to the authors and to avoid plagiarism. Additionally, it is important to be aware of any biases in the sources you are using and to consider multiple perspectives. By researching your topic thoroughly, you will be able to create a well-informed speech that is sure to engage your audience. Main idea number 4. Organizing your speech in a logical and coherent manner is essential for effective communication. Before you begin writing your speech, consider the purpose of the speech and the needs of the audience. This will help you determine the best way to structure your speech. Start by outlining the main points of your speech. This will help you organize your thoughts and create a logical flow. Then, decide how you will introduce the topic and how you will transition between points. Finally, consider how you will conclude your speech. When organizing your speech, it is important to keep your audience in mind. Make sure that your speech is organized in a way that is easy for them to follow. Use language that is appropriate for the audience and avoid using jargon or technical terms. Organizing your speech in a logical and coherent manner will help you communicate your message effectively. By considering the purpose of the speech and the needs of the audience, you can create a speech that is organized in a way that is easy to understand and engaging for the audience. Main idea number 5. Visual aids can be a powerful tool for communicating your message. They can help to engage the audience, illustrate your points, and make your presentation more memorable. Visual aids can include slides, videos, diagrams, photographs, and other visuals. When using visual aids, it is important to make sure that they are relevant to your message and that they are easy to understand. Make sure that the visuals are clear and that they are not too busy or distracting. It is also important to make sure that the visuals are large enough for the audience to see. When using visuals, it is important to practice with them beforehand. This will help you to become familiar with the visuals and to ensure that they are working properly. It is also important to make sure that you are using the visuals to enhance your message, not to distract from it. Visual aids can be a great way to make your presentation more engaging and memorable. When used effectively, they can help to illustrate your points and to make your message more impactful. Main idea number 6. Practicing your speech is an important step in preparing for a successful presentation. It will help you become more familiar with the material and will help you deliver your speech more effectively. When practicing your speech, it is important to focus on the content, structure, and delivery. You should practice your speech out loud, paying attention to the words you use, the tone of your voice, and the gestures you make. Practicing your speech will also help you become more comfortable with the material and will help you to better anticipate questions from the audience. Additionally, practicing your speech will help you to better manage your time and will help you to better control your nerves. When practicing your speech, it is important to practice in front of an audience. This will help you to become more comfortable with the material and will help you to better anticipate questions from the audience. Additionally, practicing in front of an audience will help you to better manage your time and will help you to better control your nerves. Practicing in front of an audience will also help you to better understand the dynamics of the room and will help you to better connect with the audience. Practicing your speech is an important step in preparing for a successful presentation. It will help you become more familiar with the material and will help you deliver your speech more effectively. With practice, you will be able to better anticipate questions from the audience, better manage your time, and better control your nerves. Practicing your speech will also help you to better understand the dynamics of the room and will help you to better connect with the audience. Main idea number 7. Using language that is appropriate for the audience and the occasion is essential for effective communication. It is important to consider the context of the situation and the audience when selecting language. For example, if you are speaking to a group of professionals, you should use language that is more formal and technical. On the other hand, if you are speaking to a group of children, you should use language that is more simple and easy to understand. Additionally, the language you use should be appropriate for the occasion. For example, if you are giving a speech at a funeral, you should use language that is respectful and solemn. By using language that is appropriate for the audience and the occasion, you can ensure that your message is communicated effectively. It is important to consider the context of the situation and the audience when selecting language, as this will help you to tailor your message to the specific audience and occasion. This will help to ensure that your message is understood and appreciated by the audience. Main idea number 8. Using vocal variety is an important tool for engaging an audience and keeping their attention. Pauses, volume, and rate can all be used to emphasize important points. For example, a speaker can use a pause to draw attention to a particular point, or they can increase the volume of their voice to emphasize a certain idea. Additionally, varying the rate of speech can help to emphasize certain words or phrases. Using vocal variety can also help to keep the audience engaged and interested in the speech. By varying the delivery of the speech, the speaker can create a more dynamic and interesting presentation. Additionally, using vocal variety can help to create a more personal connection with the audience, as it can help to convey emotion and create a more intimate atmosphere. Overall, using vocal variety is an important tool for engaging an audience and keeping their attention. By varying the delivery of the speech, the speaker can create a more dynamic and interesting presentation, as well as create a more personal connection with the audience. Main idea number 9. Gestures can be a powerful tool when used effectively in public speaking. They can help to emphasize your points and engage the audience. When used correctly, gestures can help to illustrate your points and emphasize important words. For example, if you are talking about a particular concept, you can use your hands to draw a shape in the air to help the audience visualize the concept. You can also use gestures to emphasize certain words or phrases, such as pointing to the audience or raising your hands in the air. Additionally, gestures can help to add energy to your speech and keep the audience engaged. When using gestures, it is important to be aware of your body language. Make sure that your gestures are natural and not forced. It is also important to be aware of the size of the room and the size of the audience. If the room is small, you may need to use smaller gestures to ensure that everyone can see them. If the audience is large, you may need to use larger gestures to ensure that everyone can see them. Gestures can be a great way to add emphasis and energy to your speech. When used correctly, they can help to illustrate your points and emphasize important words. By being aware of your body language and the size of the room and audience, you can ensure that your gestures are effective and engaging. Main idea number 10. Making eye contact with the audience is an important part of public speaking. It helps to create a connection between the speaker and the audience, and it can make the audience feel included and engaged. Eye contact also helps to keep the audience focused on the speaker and the message they are trying to convey. It can also help to build trust between the speaker and the audience, as it conveys a sense of openness and honesty. When making eye contact with the audience, it is important to make sure that you are looking at different people throughout the presentation. This will help to ensure that everyone in the audience feels included and engaged. It is also important to remember to smile and make sure that your facial expressions match the tone of your message. Eye contact should be used throughout the presentation, not just at the beginning or end. Using eye contact is a great way to engage the audience and make them feel included in the presentation. It can also help to build trust between the speaker and the audience, and it can help to keep the audience focused on the message. By making sure to look at different people throughout the presentation, the speaker can ensure that everyone in the audience feels included and engaged. Main idea number 11. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. It can help to lighten the mood and make your audience more receptive to your message. Plus, it can help to break up the monotony of a long speech and keep your audience's attention. When using humor, it's important to make sure it's appropriate for the occasion and audience. You don't want to offend anyone or make them feel uncomfortable. Also, make sure the humor is relevant to your topic. If it's not, it can be distracting and take away from your message. Finally, don't overdo it. Too much humor can be distracting and take away from the seriousness of your message. Use humor sparingly and strategically to make your speech more engaging and memorable. Main idea number 12. Stories can be a powerful tool for public speakers. They can help to illustrate a point, engage the audience, and make a speech more memorable. Stories can be used to introduce a topic, provide an example, or to emphasize a point. They can also be used to provide a break from the main body of the speech, allowing the audience to relax and refocus. When using stories, it is important to make sure that they are relevant to the topic and that they are appropriate for the audience. It is also important to make sure that the story is concise and that it is told in an interesting way. A good story should have a beginning, middle, and end, and should be told in a way that captures the audience's attention. Stories can be a great way to make a speech more engaging and memorable. By using stories, speakers can illustrate their points and engage the audience in a way that is more interesting than simply presenting facts and figures. Main idea number 13. Using quotations can be a powerful way to add emphasis and credibility to your speech. As David Zarefsky states in his book Public Speaking, Strategies for Success, quotations can help you emphasize your points and add credibility to your speech. Quotations can be used to support your argument, illustrate a point, or provide a memorable phrase that will stay with your audience. Quotations can also be used to introduce a topic, provide a transition, or to conclude your speech. When using quotations, it is important to choose them carefully. Make sure the quotation is relevant to your topic and that it is from a credible source. Additionally, be sure to introduce the quotation and explain its relevance to your audience. Finally, be sure to give credit to the source of the quotation. Main idea number 14. The idea of using examples to illustrate points is an important one in public speaking. Examples can help to make a point more memorable and easier to understand. For example, if you are discussing the importance of recycling, you could provide an example of a city that has implemented a successful recycling program. This example could help to illustrate the positive effects of recycling and make the point more memorable. Another example of using examples to illustrate a point is when discussing the importance of exercise. You could provide an example of a person who has improved their health through regular exercise. This example could help to illustrate the positive effects of exercise and make the point more memorable. Examples can also be used to make a point more vivid and engaging. For example, if you are discussing the importance of voting, you could provide an example of a person who has been affected by a policy that was passed due to the voting process. This example could help to illustrate the importance of voting and make the point more vivid and engaging. In conclusion, examples can be a powerful tool in public speaking. Examples can help to make a point more memorable, easier to understand, and more vivid and engaging. By providing examples, you can help to illustrate your points and make them more memorable. Main idea number 15. Transitions are an important part of public speaking. They help to create a smooth flow between ideas and ensure that the audience can follow the speaker's train of thought. Transitions can be used to introduce a new idea, to emphasize a point, or to draw a conclusion. For example, a speaker might use a transition such as in conclusion to signal the end of their speech. Transitions can also be used to link two related ideas. For example, a speaker might use a transition such as in addition to introduce a new point that builds on the previous one. This helps to create a logical progression of ideas and keeps the audience engaged. Finally, transitions can be used to create a sense of anticipation. For example, a speaker might use a transition such as next to signal that they are about to move on to a new topic. This helps to keep the audience interested and encourages them to pay attention to the speaker's next point. In summary, transitions are an important tool for public speakers. They help to create a logical flow of ideas and keep the audience engaged. By using transitions effectively, speakers can ensure that their message is communicated clearly and effectively. Main idea number 16. Using repetition is an effective way to emphasize your points and make them more memorable. By repeating key words and phrases, you can draw attention to the most important aspects of your message. Repetition can also help to create a sense of rhythm and flow in your speech, making it more engaging for your audience. Additionally, repeating key points can help to ensure that your audience remembers them. When using repetition, it is important to be mindful of how often you are repeating words and phrases. Too much repetition can become monotonous and can cause your audience to lose interest. It is also important to vary the words and phrases that you are repeating. This will help to keep your speech interesting and engaging. Overall, repetition is a powerful tool for emphasizing your points and making them more memorable. By repeating key words and phrases, you can draw attention to the most important aspects of your message and ensure that your audience remembers them. Main idea number 17. Asking questions is a great way to engage your audience and make them think about your points. Questions can help you to clarify your ideas and can also help your audience to better understand the material. Questions can also be used to stimulate discussion and debate and to encourage audience participation. When asking questions, it is important to make sure that they are relevant to the topic and that they are phrased in a way that encourages thoughtful responses. Additionally, it is important to give your audience time to think and respond to your questions. This will help to ensure that your audience is actively engaged in the discussion. Questions can also be used to help you to assess your audience's understanding of the material. By asking questions, you can gauge the level of comprehension of your audience and adjust your presentation accordingly. Additionally, questions can be used to help you to identify any areas of confusion or misunderstanding. This can help you to ensure that your audience is getting the most out of your presentation. Main idea number 18. Using silence can be a powerful tool when giving a speech. Pausing after making a point can help to emphasize it and give the audience time to think about it. This can be especially effective when making a particularly important point or when transitioning between topics. It can also help to create a sense of suspense and anticipation, which can help to keep the audience engaged. Additionally, it can help to give the speaker time to collect their thoughts and prepare for the next part of the speech. When using silence, it is important to be aware of the audience's reaction. If the audience is uncomfortable or confused, it may be best to move on to the next point. However, if the audience is engaged and attentive, the pause can be used to great effect. It can also be helpful to practice using silence in order to become comfortable with it and to ensure that it is used effectively. Using silence can be a powerful tool when giving a speech. It can help to emphasize important points, create suspense, and give the speaker time to collect their thoughts. When used effectively, it can help to keep the audience engaged and attentive. Main idea number 19. Visualization is a powerful tool for public speakers. By visualizing yourself delivering your speech, you can become more familiar with the material and more confident in your delivery. Visualization can help you to practice your speech in your mind, allowing you to become more comfortable with the material and more confident in your delivery. When visualizing your speech, imagine yourself in the actual setting in which you will be delivering your speech. Picture yourself standing in front of the audience, speaking clearly and confidently. Visualize yourself using gestures and facial expressions to emphasize your points. Imagine yourself speaking with enthusiasm and energy. Visualization can also help you to practice your speech in a safe environment. You can use visualization to practice your speech without the pressure of an actual audience. This can help you to become more comfortable with the material and more confident in your delivery. Visualization is a powerful tool for public speakers. By visualizing yourself delivering your speech, you can become more familiar with the material and more confident in your delivery. Visualization can help you to practice your speech in your mind, allowing you to become more comfortable with the material and more confident in your delivery. Main idea number 20. Using technology in your speech can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. Technology can be used to create visuals, such as slideshows, videos, and animations, that can help illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. You can also use technology to create interactive elements, such as polls and quizzes, that can help engage your audience and make your speech more interactive. Additionally, technology can be used to record your speech, which can be useful for review and feedback. When using technology in your speech, it is important to make sure that you are familiar with the technology and that you have tested it before your speech. You should also make sure that you have a backup plan in case the technology fails. Additionally, you should make sure that the technology you use is appropriate for the audience and the context of your speech. Using technology in your speech can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. With the right preparation and planning, you can use technology to create a powerful and memorable speech. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.